Good morning.
It's October 1st. It's October 1st, and they're already filling the shelves at Kmart with Christmas merchandise. And if they can do that, I figure I can already start talking about Martin Luther. But first, I'd like to talk about this guy. Archimedes was one of the greatest mathematicians ever. He lived a couple centuries before Christ, and he had a brilliant mind. He made one of these screw-like, auger-like pumps that effectively moved water. He proved also that the volume of a sphere is two-thirds that of the volume of the cylinder that circumscribes it. But perhaps he's best known for the Archimedes principle. The Archimedes principle states that an object that's submerged in water will weigh less than it does in the air. The difference in the weight is the weight of the water displaced by that object when it's underwater. And this all kind of dawned on him when in the bathtub, when he was displacing water of his own one day. And he uttered that famous word, Eureka, when he figured it out. And allegedly, he forgot to slip on some clothes when he ran out in the streets and, you know, shouted the news. But he was also very intrigued with the lever, that ancient tool that can move objects. He by no means invented it, but he was the first person to write extensively about the lever. And he was feeling pretty good about himself one day when he claimed this in the Greek. So those of you Greek students, you got it? Yeah. He said, "Give me a place to stand, and I will move the world." He realized that, at least in principle, the capability of the lever was unlimited. Using mathematics, he reasoned that any object, no matter how massive, could be moved. If you had a fulcrum, if you had a lever that was strong enough and long enough to multiply the force, and if you had a place to stand. He even said, and I quote, "If I had a place to stand, I could move the world." Now, having a place to stand was the rub here, because back in his day, they weren't talking about traveling to outer space, very seriously anyway. And so he didn't really have a place to stand if he was going to move the earth. The other thing is, he didn't know at the time, but earth is hurtling through space at about 67,000 miles per hour. So that would make that kind of hard too. But I think his point is well taken, that if you have a place to stand, you can move the world. Now, Archimedes was speaking purely in a physical sense, literally moving something. But others have tried to move the world in an ideological sense. Adolf Hitler promised that the Third Reich would last 1,000 years, and it lasted 12, and it ended with his suicide. His ideologies had nowhere to stand. They had too many flaws. The Soviet Union also had an idea for a utopian system, but they failed to factor in human nature, and it crumbled miserably after only 70 years. They had nowhere to stand, nowhere solid to stand, to make their system work permanently. And other people have tried to change the world with their ideologies, too. Maybe you remember Jim Jones, or this fella, David Koresh. You know, these guys had ideas of how to solve the world's problems. The trouble was, because of their own human infirmities, they were part of the problem. And it's kind of hard to solve a problem when you're part of the problem. Even the Beatles once, on a very publicized trip, went over to India to try to find the true meaning of life with the India Maharishi. They tried to find the solid ground and the meaning of life. They didn't find it. The Maharishi didn't have a place to stand. You see, what you need to do is to get away from yourself, get away from the world, and away from man's wisdom to find a solid place to stand. And then maybe you can make some changes. I mentioned that a lot of people have borrowed Archimedes' words, I can move the world or I can change the world, but they have used it in an ideological sense. John F. Kennedy quoted Archimedes a lot, and so did his brother Robert F. Kennedy. And Robert F. Kennedy said, and I quote, "A young monk began the Protestant Reformation. A young general extended an empire from Macedonia to the borders of the earth. A young woman reclaimed the territory of France. It was a young Italian who explored, who had discovered the New World. And the 32-year-old Thomas Jefferson who proclaimed that all men are created equal." Robert said, "Give me a place to stand," said Archimedes, "and I will move the world. These men move the world, and so can we all." Now, isn't it interesting that he started with the young monk who began the Reformation, and all the subsequent people that he mentioned after Martin Luther really didn't have a place to stand other than their own power or their own, you know, human wisdom. But this fella, Martin Luther, did have a place to stand. When he was 37 years old, he was hauled in front of the emperor. He alone was against the political and spiritual authorities of his day. He was expected to take back all that he had written and said about the gospel, or being at risk of being cast out of the church as a heretic, and maybe even burned at the stake. And of course, you know his famous words, "Here I stand." He had a place to stand, and it wasn't on anything from this world, like man's ideologies, nor was it on anything inside of himself. He stood upon the grace of God through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if that was his place to stand, you might say that Martin Luther turned Gutenberg's printing press into a lever, if you will, to move the world, to change the world, by publishing his writings and his hymns and his catechisms and his prayers and his sermons all throughout Europe. And his influence is still felt today and appreciated today. But you'll recall there was a time in the cloister when he was stuck. He was stuck on himself a little bit. He was stuck looking within himself for salvation. He needed to get outside of himself in order to find a place to stand. And he finally figured it out when he finally understood Romans 1:17. "The just shall live by faith." And now he had a solid place to stand. And God used Martin to move the world 500 years ago in the Reformation. And I think in about 9 years, when it's the 500th anniversary of his nailing the 95 Theses on the church door, that'll be quite the observation, quite the celebration for us Lutherans. But how about you? Do you ever feel torn, pulled in various directions by the wants and needs of this world and the cares of this world? May the Lord cause you to always remember exactly where you stand. Never stop learning. Never stop studying. And practice that Christian life and hold on to your faith. And always remember exactly where you stand. Let's sing about it. Two stanzas of this hymn. I was asked to announce